Hey everyone, welcome to an all-new Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's. Do breakfast better. Wake up to oven-baked bacon and savory sausage in a breakfast baconator. Start looking forward to tomorrow morning at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours only. Hope everyone just got hungry off that because I did. This is Grant Lithman alongside Warriors insider Monty Poole. Monty, what a just uniquely weird night of basketball. And we'll get to everything that happened before the game later in the pod. But let's just start with the basketball side of things. And from a pure basketball standpoint, Monty, it seemed like the Warriors did have energy early. Like they were competing. It just didn't seem like it, at some point it switched over to where the Mavs were purely just executing a lot better than the Warriors, and it kind of spiraled.
Yeah, I thought the first quarter the Warriors competed. And I thought to open the second quarter, the Mavericks, even though the Warriors were competing, they didn't feel really engaged, especially on defense. You started to see what you saw back in February and March, the open corner threes. You know, and it's like, what do you, I know Dallas has a bunch of shooters, but the one shot you don't give up to a bunch of shooters is the corner three. And they were giving up the corner three. And so I thought, okay, it could be a long night. Second quarter comes and Dallas basically takes over the game in the second quarter. And so 4 minutes in, they have an 8-point lead. I think it was about 4 minutes later, they had a 15-point lead. And they pretty much coast the rest of the way until the fourth quarter when things tightened up in the final minutes. But from the midway of the second quarter, the Mavericks pretty much owned this game, and the Warriors never really seemed to defensively fully engage and lock in. The focus wasn't there, and you know, there were a lot of things going on in the minds of some of the players, and I'm sure that was a factor.
Absolutely, I'm sure it was. And it was, I mean, you know, everything happened before the game. Again, we'll get to in a second, but also just the weirdness of the leaking roof and like it just the delayed and don't get me wrong. The Mavs were affected by that too. Like, all you know, yes. they were the ones that were the hot shooters and they got delayed a little bit. Maybe that would have made them cold, but yeah, it was just a weird night. Draymond Green's basketball just stops on the rim. That was one of the more unique things I've ever seen in my life, but it also got like extra weird after that. When the Warriors subs come in for the fourth quarter and just go on a 32-11 run at one point, and then it got bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden you're looking around being like, when do you bring the guys back in? Do you bring in the starters? And obviously it got to 8 and they did that. And here's Steve Kerr talking about the decision to bring the starters back in.
Yeah, I mean, with about 5 minutes left, I think we cut it to 14 or so, and I kind of looked at the other coaches. I looked at Steph, and we just decided, you know, if it gets manageable and possible, then let's do it. And felt like we had a shot with, I guess, 3.5 minutes left when we put Steph and Wiggs and Clay in. And I also felt like the group that had played that great run in the fourth quarter, you know, maybe he was getting a little tired there, and so just made the decision to see if we could pull off a miracle. But it wasn't meant to be. Dallas was great tonight. They deserved to win. They executed. They played with more force. And this is the conference finals. This is how it's supposed to be. You got two great teams, and you know, they handled us well tonight.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the $300,000 Drive Away in Luxury Lexus and Cash giveaway on May 27th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $15,000 in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
So, Monty, I let's just start with a simple one. Do you think it was the right move bringing those guys back in at the end?
Well, I think you never want to deny your leaders a chance to lead. I mean, even though the starters, for the most part, didn't play well during their turns, when you get to that point of the game, I think you want your potential closers out there to take a chance at it. And, you know, when Steph says he wants a shot at it, I don't think you tell him no when you still have time to do it, you know. If they're down by 20 and there's 10 seconds to go, that's one thing. But if you're down by 10 and you got 4 minutes to go, I think you go, you know what? This is this is possible. This is conceivable. This a comeback is plausible here, and we can get Steph and Clay and Wiggs out there, and next thing you know, it might be an 8-7, 6-5-point game. I think you give it a shot. But credit to the guys who came out there and played. You know, Moses Moody, Kuminga, you know, Jordan got better. There were a number of things that took place in that fourth quarter that allowed them to make a comeback. But mostly I just thought that the other guys played hungry. They played hungry. And for the first three quarters, certainly in the second and third quarters, there was no hunger. There was no hunger. And they got mauled in those two quarters, and there was no hunger. So I think it would be tempting to leave the reserves in because they're playing so well and see if they can pull it off. But I think realistically you say, you know what, okay, if we're going to go for this thing and try to knock them out tonight, we got to bring in guys like, you know, guys who've won before.
Yeah, and you do not want to look back and say, what if, and you go, oh, we're down eight, maybe we should have tried the best players like in the world and put them back in. Yes, you just do that. And I obviously you have to check in with the players and see if they want to, and clearly right. They did, right? And so, I thought it was the right decision. I thought they went for it, and it didn't work out. But at the end of the day, the difference in the vibes that could have been after this game versus how it actually is for these players after the comeback they did make, it's yeah. just a completely different atmosphere with the players after it. And I have to tell you, Monty, here in Dallas, so for those listening right now, I'm in Dallas at American Airlines Center. And the crowd, first of all, the crowd did an incredible job tonight. Their exuberance, they're so loud and they're really into the game. But man, when that Warriors comeback started happening, it just got quieter and quieter. And it was unbelievable. I remember there's a couple fans having a good time with me who were just, you know, talking a little trash because they saw a Warriors symbol on my laptop when I was working. And when it got quiet, they just kind of turned around and were like, sorry, like, as if, like, oh no, what have we done? It was a night saving and feelings saving and vibes saving comeback. And that's key. Yeah. And that is a big deal. That is a big deal in a long postseason to do something like that, Monty.
Yeah, I think, you know, in summary, I think tonight's game was a case where you got one team that has nothing to lose and playing at home and wanting to restore some dignity. And when they started making shots, then that's one of the, there's some teams in the league that are, I don't want to say front runners, but that when things are going good, they really take advantage of when things are going good. And Dallas is one of those teams because they're built around shooting. And when the shots start to fall, it becomes contagious. You saw that, and they caught fire. The Warriors, I think, played like a team that had a 3-0 lead on the road, knowing they have four games to win and game five is going to be at home. And again, you know, they play with a lot of thoughts going around in their heads. And so I just think, you know, Stephen Curry likes to use the phrase lock in before every game. You know, he's not necessarily doing it on Twitter this, you know, during the series, but you know where his head is. And I just didn't feel like the Warriors were truly locked in. And so the result is they lost the game pretty decisively. And I think it's hard to be mad at them for that. You know, it's hard to be upset. It's hard to, if you're a coach like Steve Kerr, you have a worldview, you're thinking, yeah, it would have been nice to get the win. But on a night like this, you don't dwell on losing a basketball game. Yep. And so, especially when you got three more to go, there's time to get back to it. And that time will be Thursday for game five.
Yeah, speaking of worldview, and exactly what you're saying. What a perfect way of just saying it's just a game, right? Mm. Like to wipe this one away after what occurred before the game, just what, 300 miles away from here or whatever in Texas, the shooting, of course, we're talking about. And if you haven't listened to Monty and read his pieces, or you, I'm sure, like, please do. Like, Monty, your voice, like, I love hearing your thoughts and your words. They mean a lot. And so I appreciate everything you've done already. If you
have to hear what Steve Kerr had to say,
I was just going to say, if you haven't listened and not just listen, I want you to watch Steve Kerr while talking. If you haven't done that, I plead that you go do that. Seriously. I truly, it's important to, in moments like this, to hear those words. And I'm so thankful he did say that. And actually I do want to play, here's some sound from Steph Curry talking about not only Steve Kerr talking about that, but the leadership he showed to his team in such a big, massive moment before a game. Here's a listen.
I appreciate his leadership. It was on everybody's mind coming into the game. It's kind of hard to, you know, stay focused on going out and playing basketball and knowing, you know, what happened, you know, in this state. And I got kids. Send them to school every day, drop them off. And you feel for the parents that are, you know, going through what they're going through. I can't even imagine the pain. So for Coach to come up here and say what he said, and every word that he said was powerful, was meaningful. You know, I accept that challenge of trying to figure out a way to, you know, again, use my voice and platform to help hopefully make change. And you can tell what it meant to him come up in front of y'all and use this microphone to say what he says. So I appreciate his leadership on that. He's been doing that, you know, since he since I've known him.
So, you know, Monty, I do think about this where many times in the past, actually many times, countless times after shootings, of course, because it just never ends. And this, yeah. Anyway, it's so many times we talk about Steve Kerr's passion for it, and we understand why, right? And he talks about it. But it's also the team. The Warriors are a team that takes this very seriously. Big moments like this, horrible tragedies like this. And they come together as a team and they talk about it. They want to talk about these things. They don't ignore them. It shows the maturity in the worldview these guys have, the intellect to want to talk about this and go through the emotions of it and let it actually come out. And it's been something I've always been impressed with this team, is that it's from top to bottom. And it starts at the top, right? Steph, yeah. Draymond, Clay, all these guys care. And it's clear that this is a team. I'm not saying the Mavs weren't affected, but this is a team that definitely was affected by it.
Well, I mean, you know, Jason Kidd came out before the game and he read a prepared statement, and then he read a health update from one of his players. And then he was asked about his career, a question about his career. And he tried to answer the question, but the words weren't coming. And he finally said, I can't talk about that. I cannot talk about my career at this time. And he basically said, you know, this is a time when it's hard to talk about basketball. And he took no basketball questions. He was there for about 2.5 minutes and he walked off. And Steve was much the same way. I mean, there was no basketball questions before the game. And so, I think when you have guys like Steph, again, you know, like Steph says, you know, a father who takes his kids to school and drops them off. When you hear that an elementary school is shot up, how can your mind not go there? How can your mind not go there? And how can you play a basketball game and try and get that thought, vanish it out of your mind? It's really tough when it's so fresh, because it literally happened right after shoot around this morning and around the same time. And the Warriors were told about it right after shoot around. They found out about it. But it's one of those things where I think Steve Kerr, like Steph said, he sets a tone, and it's one of the things that he has done since he arrived there, and let people know that, you know, we love our basketball, but we understand there's perspective. And I don't think there's a player in the NBA, and I know LeBron does great things, you know, with the school and everything, but I don't think there's a player in the NBA who sees the big picture better than Steph.
Mm-hmm. I agree. No, I agree. And there's not a coach, a leader in the way that understands it as well. So again, I'm not going to, the words I want to say were said by Steve Kerr. So if you haven't listened to it or watched it, please do. That's my thoughts, and I have many more, but that's a good starting point. And Monty, whatever you say, same. I will say whatever you say, I agree with as well. So,
Well, I'll say this. I think by Thursday, you know, these thoughts never go away. But I think, you know, being home, seeing your kids, hugging your kids, being there for them and in their company, I think it centers you. And I think they'll be much more engaged on Thursday night because there will have been some time and they will have, again, sort of reconvene with their families.
Yeah.
And so I expect game five to be much better. I expect them to win game five and then have a few days off before moving into the NBA finals.
I agree with you, Monty. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening, following, downloading, all that. This is Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's. Have as good of a rest day as you possibly can.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.